page 57. 3. Listening and strategies. What's the point of research? B. Listen again. What specific research do the speakers mention? Complete the chart.
Don't you think a lot of money has been completely wasted in recent years? I mean, on unnecessary research? Like, one thing I read about was how research is being done on how far crickets walk in a day. It just seems a waste to me. I mean, there's no point.
Maybe. Maybe not. See, I look at it this way. It all depends on why they're doing the research. It might give them some really useful information. Like, maybe they wanted to find out how much crop damage a cricket can do in a day or something. Scientists need to know that kind of thing so they can protect crops and ensure food security, which is really important.
Oh, definitely. But there's some research that seems to have no purpose at all. Let's put it this way. Unless research saves lives or improves life, then it's not worth doing.
Well, again, maybe. Maybe not. You can't always be sure.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, one way to look at it is that you don't really know if you're going to make progress and improve lives until you do the actual research. That's just the way it is.
Well,
to put it another way, you can't always know exactly what you're going to discover or why something is important. It's like there are studies of snails that are now being done to see how they learn and remember things. And they've found they learn and remember things best when their brains have a certain protein or something. And they think it might ultimately help scientists see how people remember. Just think. The potential applications of that in teaching and learning. I mean, it could improve people's ability to learn, for example.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And think of the medical applications, too. This research might help find a treatment for people recovering after a brain injury, or people who have a disease that affects their brains, and so on. But if you'd just been asked, should we study snails? You could easily have said no.
Well, not necessarily. And these guys must have known the type of thing they were looking for, no? I mean, put it this way. They knew they were looking at snails' brains and not where they live or something.
Probably. But not necessarily. That's what I'm saying. You don't always know before you start. So you can't say to people they should or shouldn't do research on something because you don't know what they're going to find.